Well, hey there. Welcome to the Salon Ownership Made Easy podcast. As a former salon owner, I know how tough it can be to deal with things like hiring new team members, managing your KPIs, and fixing everything that seems to break in the salon. It's enough to drive anyone crazy. But don't worry, I'm here to help you navigate the ups and downs of the industry. Let's face it, beauty school didn't prepare us for the real world of salon ownership, but with the right techniques, systems, and mindset, you can achieve amazing success. With over 30 years of experience and 4 successful salons under my belt, including 2 that hit over 7 figures, I've learned a thing or two about what works and what doesn't. So buckle up and get ready for some practical tips and real talk. Let's do this. Today, we're going to talk about the 10 most common mistakes to avoid when you're putting together your hair salon. And believe me, I've made every one of these mistakes, so don't feel bad, but let's just talk about them for a second. Okay, your very first mistake is you don't look at your budget. You don't even consider your budget. So don't just consider your furniture costs, but remember to include all your expenses that go into that, like your electricity, your plumbing. You might want those fancy bowls. Have you considered plumbing through the floor? You got to get creative sometimes. But have a budget in mind and really, really try to be resourceful because you don't want to spend all your money on decorations, okay? It's a lot in the beginning, so go slow. Okay. Common mistake number 2 is you're cutting corners on your shampoo bowls. Okay. The shampoo experience is the client's favorite part of their salon visit. Wouldn't you agree? Gone are the days of just putting one of those cheap chairs in front of the sink and leaning over and shampoo. You know what I'm talking about, right? If you can't afford it right now, maybe that might be what you have to do, but start saving your money so you can get a quality bowl that is very comfortable for your guest and that's functional. And I'm talking about maybe putting their feet up, maybe having a neck support rest, maybe you stand behind it, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't like to do that. But the shampoo, really, if you're going to invest in something, that really should be your first and foremost. The trend right now is like the white bowls, so you can see the toner, the color of your hair. And don't worry, they don't stain. Don't worry about that. Again, consider massage options. Have you guys seen those chairs that you lean back and it has a massage fingers almost like come up? Now, I've never experienced that. I've seen them. I don't know how much those cost, but if you have a high-scale luxury salon, you might want to consider something like that. They even have shampoo bowls that shampoo on their own. You don't even have to shampoo. Crazy, huh? That's number 2. Number 3, underestimating the importance of lighting. Oh my goodness, I have done this. I have designed whole salons and forgot about the lighting. Or I bought a salon and the lighting was so horrible that we had to redo all the electricity on different breakers just to get enough light in there. Oh my goodness. So when you're going in to design your salon, make sure there's a lot of lighting because you need to have it for hair color, right? And you want to make sure that it's not too cool or too warm. You might want to also consider having lights behind your mirrors or at least on the sides of your mirrors, because not only do you want light to come from above, but you also want it to come directly at you as well. The 4th mistake when you're designing your hair salon is overlooking a retail space. I know this is one of those subjects, but you have to create a dedicated space to display and sell all your hair care products. You have to. Retail sales contribute so much to your salon's revenue. So just consider incorporating a product corner near the cash register or using your styling stations even. Maybe put shelves on the sides of the styling stations if you don't have room in your waiting area. But I would at least put something to display your products. If you are listening to this on the podcast, I would recommend going over to our YouTube and watching this as well because we have a video on it and there's examples of all sorts of retail space ideas, going with the most simplistic space-saving ideas to, wow, just do-it-yourself stuff to furniture that you buy online to have lighting and everything inside of it. I would recommend going and just taking a look at our YouTube channel. All right, mistake number five, not having a place to do a proper consultation. Now, whether that place is at your styling station, that's fine. Or you know what? You can even take it up a notch by like maybe getting a love seat that you're sitting there talking to them, or even just a private area that you can have a conversation that clients feel comfortable talking to you, maybe privately, maybe not, but just to give you a little eyeball to eyeball instead of looking at the mirror. Okay. So if you are doing it at your styling station, make sure you have a little bench or something or a little chair that you could sit down and get at eye level with them so you can really talk to them heart to heart, eyeball to eyeball. Okay. The sixth mistake is not having a clear division between your reception area and your work zones, meaning there's no definition. There's no defining place. You need to have a distinct separation between the reception area and the workstations because when clients are getting their hair done, you don't want them to be listening to somebody checking out and vice versa. When somebody's checking out, you don't want them to come back in your space while you're working on somebody else and say, how many weeks did you tell me to get to book for or whatever. You want a definite, clear division. And again, if you go to our YouTube, you can see different ideas that we have put in place. And it could be the simplest as just having some plants, or you could build something, or you can actually have a wall that separates the reception area from the workspaces. All right, mistake number seven, forgetting to provide a coat rack or storage near the reception. Yeah. This is overlooked a lot and because it's just one of those little things. But especially if you live somewhere where it gets cold, you need to have a coat rack. People want to take their coats off and store them somewhere. They don't want them at the styling station. Or what if it's raining? You don't want them to bring their raincoat to your styling station and have water all over the place. So just having a coat rack near the reception area is just it just offers convenience to your clients and it just helps to keep your salon nice and clean. Mistake number eight, choosing trendy colors that don't align with your salon's desired image. Okay. Now you can paint an accent wall, whatever you want, but don't go overboard. And I've walked into salons that you're just like, whoa, you don't even know what to look at because there's so much going on or they have really red walls or orange walls. And there is nothing wrong with that, but just don't have every single wall that color for a couple of reasons. It's a lot, but also you won't be able to see the hair color properly. So if you do have a bright color, like a lot of people are using like neon green, or even if it's not a bright color, maybe it's a dark color, a beautiful emerald green, you wouldn't want that everywhere because that just absorbs too much light. Keep your salon neutral. That way you don't have to repaint every 2 or 3 years or when you change your mind, right? And we will do a whole thing on how to actually pick out a neutral color that's not too cool, not too warm, so you get the true color of hair color. There is a science to it, believe me. All right, mistake number nine, neglecting to organize a dedicated space for your tools. This could be hidden compartments in your styling station. I know when we had our salon, we all shared curling irons, flat irons, things like that. And so we had a station near the back, near our color bar, that we would store all of those. So they weren't cluttering everybody's styling station. Now, the stylist could bring their own tools as well. But once we collected a whole bunch of different sizes of curling irons and flat irons and crimping irons and the whole gamut, why would you want that at your station? So we just had a community spot. It was in a drawer that was lined. So as soon as the tool cooled down, we just stuck it in there. But if you're in a salon that you don't have that, or you're a booth renter or something, they do have stations that have a ton of storage in them. You just have to utilize them, right? Really, that is something that sometimes you overlook. And there's nothing worse than a client walking in and the salon is a complete mess, right? Yeah. All right. Number 10. And this is, I don't know, one of those things that maybe you haven't even considered, but pay attention to the details that enhance your client's experience, such as a bag rack near the styling chair so they can hang their bag up and not have it on the floor where the hair is, right? A bag rack or charging outlets for charging their mobile phones. So maybe while they're sitting there, you have just a portable little charger at your station or at the color bar or wherever they're processing. It could even be one of those like wireless ones. Those are really cool. They actually make dedicated tables that have that in it. But even if not, you could just plug in just a regular charging cord and just offer to charge your phone while they're getting their hair done. It's just little tiny details like that. So I don't know. These are just a list that I put together that I thought might help you out. And remember, there's all kinds of additional tricks that you can maximize your salon space. And you can utilize mirrors to create an illusion of a larger space if you have a really tiny salon. You can also position your furniture in the center instead of on the walls. We tend to think about putting the furniture on the walls all the time. You don't have to do that. You can put it in the center and utilize your space that way too. Another tip that I learned a long time ago, it goes back with the color of the walls. If you have like a long hallway that your guests have to walk down and you have an accent color, put that accent color on the end of the wall. So it almost draws their eyes so they have to walk towards it, but keep the sides of the hallway that neutral color. Anyway, I love giving tips and tricks like this. If you've liked this podcast, can you please take a screenshot, share it with your salon owner friends? I'm always here. If you have some ideas or if you've done something that you would like to share, please DM me. I would love to hear from you. And until next time, remember, when you know better, you do better. Thanks for hanging out with us on today's podcast. We hope you found it interesting and learned something new. If you liked what you heard, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. We're always open to your feedback and suggestions for topics to cover in the future. So don't be shy. Drop us a line on social media or shoot us an email. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.